You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
On Fox One, now you can stream your favorite live sports, so you can be there live for the biggest moments.
Touchdown!
And catch history in the making.
Gibby, make
Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
That's how you play defense, baby.
Woo!
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We held the Vikings to no touchdowns, 4 turnovers, 6 sacks. And last night, it was a dominant performance. The scoreboard, for many people around the country, may not read that way. Oh, Falcons won 22-6. Guys, we shut them down. And there's a lot of reasons to be positive about the Falcons' defense. And I think, Mike, that's where it starts. When you talk about a complete team win, there were a lot of things that we loved. We ran the ball down their throat for over 200 yards. But we hold the Vikings to under 200 yards and 6 points. It's the third time in franchise history that we've held an opponent to 6 or fewer points on the road. That's how dominant it was last night.
And I always say to Carl, I mean, the last time we had a really true elite defense that you want to see leave the tunnel to start the game first before the offense was 2017. And you got to go back to that Cowboys game when Babineau beat up on the backup tackle for Dallas when we had this many sacks in a game. So we had 6 sacks. Rook, row your boat, got one. We talked about Dorless. Zach Harrison, you and I talked about it before we get to the rookies. The guy that was, he came out of Ohio State, was a third rounder. He always had the size element. Maybe he's getting better coaching. Maybe he's just coming into his own. But he looked good, I thought, in week one against the Bucks. So he looked great. We talked so much about Jalen Walker and wanting to see more. We didn't get to see as much in practice. And now Jalen Walker had a play that looked like it was right out of any of your favorite SEC games.
It really
did. He just comes barreling in like a maniac and just wham, just throws. And J.J. McCarthy's now out, it looks like, for next week with an ankle injury. So we beat out the quarterback.
Yeah, we beat him up, man. We forced those 4 turnovers. It's the first time since 02 that we've recorded 6 or more sacks. That's going back to 2002 and 4 or more turnovers and holding an opponent to under 200 yards. That's a dominant performance. So in this day and age, Mike, where all the rules are for the offense, we know this, and you get pass interference for just, you know, touching a guy with the finger, we did a hell of a job on the best wide receiver in the league in Justin Jefferson. Now, I say that because he's paid as such, guys. He talks about, you know, being a guy that scores nothing but touchdowns. He got one in the Bears game. But, Mike, he had 3 balls last night, and that's with our best corner out of the game.
Yeah, man, A.J. Terrell, I mean, if you go back and watch it, there was really no pocket for J.J. McCarthy. And when he did, I thought the defense was just exemplary. The one time they kind of got aggressive, maybe that was the time to just kick it back because there's only one thing that could beat you. Don't let Jefferson do that, and he did. That set up a field goal that made it much closer than it should have been, just 9-6. At halftime, when you fell as a Falcon fan, it should be 24-6.
Easy.
Because we had a Drake London, a ball gets punched out. That would have been 1st and 10 at the 20, and then maybe we go in for the score. So that one kind of hurt. We had to settle for field goals. I thought that the way the game started, it looked like Bijan Robinson was going to rush for 300 yards.
Ooh, he was on one.
I just beat him, and it was a great sort of a national. The game against the Commanders, Bijan had a good game, but this was almost like Chris Collinsworth giving you 3 hours of this is one of the great running backs, one of the great athletes in the NFL.
Because they know he's next in line. There's Saquon, there's Derrick Henry, and I think just from a pecking order, and that's based on how long they've been in the league, there's our guy in Bijan Robinson. And by the way, we found out how to say his name last night, or at least how he likes to say it, right? Because at first it was, we were saying Bijan.
Yeah.
Now it's Bijan. All right, which one is it? Bijan. That's what it is.
And Saquon Barkley knows how to say his name.
He did.
And great job by the NBC production staff to have that video where Saquon talks all about Bijan. So that was great. The only problem we had, if there's one beef on this game, it was Zach Robinson's play calling. Use play action. You're running all over him. You know that Brian Flores, they ran blitz, and we ran right by him. So they're being so aggressive. A little play action, freeze those corners or freeze those backers. Get Pitts more involved. Pitts was open for two touchdowns last night. I didn't like that throw. Was it Mooney? There was a couple of balls that didn't really pass the eye test. But aside from that, and we know our wide receivers aren't 100%. Other than maybe we should have blown them out, the defense. When's the last time, guys, as a Falcon fan, and I don't want to hear about injuries. We're dealing with injuries across the board. We got a third-string offensive tackle right now, right?
We do.
So good whatever for Minnesota. That was total domination by the defense.
And the rookies shined. We're talking about James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker both recording at least half a sack. The six sacks, there were multiple guys involved, but the rookie, Xavier Watts, had his first career interception. Billy Bowman had his first career interception.
Great play. By the way, great athletic plays.
It really was, Mike. And you know, we talk about the impact that these rookies need to have. It was something we discussed. I think many of you heard us say it, and you kind of went in one ear and out the other. For us to be great, we're going to have to need these rookies to really play well. And right now, they are all moving this way, and my hand's going up. Every single one of them. For Jalen, who we didn't see much of, and I said, I don't know what's going on. Is he going to be good? He looked good last night. And again, those guys are all rotating. What makes Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman a little bit more special, in my opinion, is, Mike, they've been on the field more. They're certainly out there more with the passing situations, and you're rotating your guys up front, but that's fine. We're getting after the quarterback, which is something which hasn't been our marquee thing. And now, if you go look at the statistics, guys, and you go, hey, who's leading the league in sacks? Falcons are right up there after week two.
Man, the Falcons defense, as we said. Now, can you do this next week? Carolina is dealing with two new guys plugging in on their offensive line. They're 0-2, so now it's all of a sudden, man, where's that guy, that Cam Jr. we always see up at Hooters at Mall of Georgia?
Oh, I hadn't seen him. He's on a milk cart.
You know the guy that wears that Cam Newton jersey, you know, little Cam.
I will say Bryce Young still had a performance yesterday that had me kind of scratching my head to say, like, look, it's not going to be a cakewalk.
No.
You know.
No, we're going to have to score some points. 22 ain't going to cut it up in Carolina. And A.J. Terrell has got a hamstring. We're going to get some clarification. Wednesday will be the first day. But, I mean, it looked pretty good. We're not doctors. Are they going to have to dive into the depth chart? Because I got to be honest, there's only one A.J. Terrell. There's nobody in that secondary that can do what A.J. Terrell does. We love Bowman in the nickel package, and he is a ball hawk. But the receivers also got behind Bowman on one play. A.J. Terrell, man, with that hammy, that's a bit of a concern. Unless we can create that kind of heat on Bryce Young we just did with J.J. McCarthy.
No doubt. Big O, do we have Rod talking about the other story in this game? Y'all know what it is, right? It's our kicker, Parker Romo.
He stepped up tonight, man. All we're going to talk about is the night lead. You know, you worry about moving forward when you move forward tomorrow. You know, right now, he did a great job. He went out there and nailed the kicks. And that's all you can ask of the young man. That's what he did, what he's required to do. And we got a big-time win.
Coach, are we going to trade Kudu, Canadian Football League team? Is that the question? Now, I don't know. A guy asked me, how long are we going to hold two kickers? Day-Day and I don't know where you fall on this, Carl. I'm still not sure that first field goal attempt made it, but the refs didn't think otherwise, and we got it. Everything else was much closer to the middle of the goal upright, so that was okay. But the kid did the job. He passes the audition, doesn't he?
He does. I just thought the first kick was nerves. I immediately got that on social media. Oh, he almost missed it.
Right.
He's nervous. First one, but he got four more chances. And look, I got to tell you, I think if Koo ran out there, and we'll never know, and I'm glad that we didn't have to see what might have played out, but you guys would have felt uncomfortable all night. They took that out of the equation. They gave Parker the opportunity to do it. Mike, by the way, Parker, game ball. You deserve one for what you did last night. Not only putting points on the board, but giving us more confidence. You know why? Kicking matters. Did you see all these games decided by kicks? You see the Cowboys game?
Yes. Well, that guy could have hit that from 75. The Aubrey, this guy's a phenomenon. Unbelievable, those money kicks for the Cowboys. This is why it's important. That's why, look, guys, hit us up on the text line. I don't care what happens to Young Weiku if this guy Romo can do the job. He's cheaper. Not that we're worried about cap at this stage of the season. And Koo, he's made some big kicks, but it's not like we won playoff games. So, I mean, with all due respect to Koo, I didn't like what I was hearing from him. That turf, not answering the questions after blowing the game for us, at least extending the game against the Bucks in week one. If this young man can continue to do the job, then let's roll with Romo.
Yeah, I just don't know if Koo's in the dark room like Aaron Rodgers. That's my issue. I don't know where his head's at. If it's not mechanical, okay, and I don't know, or physical, whatever, right, however you want to describe it, then that means it's mental. And if it is, that's something he's got to work through. Either way, I didn't want to have to worry about it. Thank you, Falcons, for allowing me not to worry about it last night. Let's continue to move forward. Rod, maybe we'll get an answer, Mike, on this Wednesday when we go up there to talk to him about this whole kicking situation. But I'm happy with what I saw last night.
Loved it, man. 25 touches for Bijan. Certainly, you know, we talked about maybe, you know, ramping up his workload. Perfect balance, something we always talked about with Kyle Shanahan with our running game. Perfect opportunities to use Algier. That's when you give Bijan a blow, get Algier in there. He's moving the sticks. Great job. We didn't complain about Wilkinson, so they were able to run the ball. And the Vikings, as we said with Flores, they were still bringing a lot of aggressive blitz packages. Grenard got one shot to tee off on Michael. I didn't like that play call. That's why I wanted to see a screen or something quick. They had him dropping back on that second and 12. But again, if Zach can just figure out how to get Pitts involved early and often – and maybe just get the ball a little bit out quicker out of the if the play is designed, Carl, if the play's not there and Penix has to hold it, that's not on the offensive coordinator. But a lot of Falcon fans like me just not really comfortable with Zach Robinson's play calling.
Offensive line also, great job. They were much better than they were last week, and it was obvious with the way that we ran the football. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. How are you feeling? And does this give you the confidence you need for us to maybe go on a run? Look, Carolina is Carolina, right? And we'll discuss all week long, and Mike mentioned the injury situation. Then you look at Jaden Daniels. Look, the Commanders are not the Commanders without Jaden Daniels being out there. He was the difference maker last year. If he's ailing, Mike, or for whatever reason has to miss our game, I'm not going to tell you it's a dub because we did that last year with Minnesota, and they came in here and beat us with a guy fresh off the plane.
But I will say
that is not the same team if Jaden Daniels cannot maneuver like he normally does.
And that's why maybe he wasn't running like he was supposed to against the Packers. You think maybe that's where it started day-to-day? I don't know. Because that just didn't pass the eye test. We're used to seeing him, you know, able to, you know, pick his spots, don't get killed out there. But yeah, if he can't do the mobility thing,
they got after him, man.
And we do what we do with our defensive line. Giddy up.
They got after him. All right, we got plenty more to dive into. Kirby Smart talking about his quarterback. Kirby admitted Tennessee should have won the game, but they didn't. We'll let you hear what he said after a huge win in Knoxville. Join the morning shift this Friday at McDonald's on Northside Drive in the ATL for a special Friday morning broadcast. Come by, get breakfast with Allie, Mike, and Bo as we get you ready for a big weekend of college and professional football. That's Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. at McDonald's on Northside Drive right here in the ATL on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
On Fox One, you can stream Fox's biggest moments live.
Get out!
Bigger.
I can feel the sweat, and I can smell it a little.
Bigger.
That was genius.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Fox One. We live for live. Streaming now.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Calls we want to take, so you guys holding on. We want to get to you, and we want to hear from you as well. 404-726-0929. Scott and Brando and Curtis, right there. Stay there. I just want you to hear Kirby talk about Gunner, because we mentioned this earlier, and we're going to talk more about it as the hour goes along, because that win against Tennessee was one of the best football games we've seen in a very long time. Gunner was special on Saturday, and he needed to be for the Dawgs to win. They had to counterpunch, Mike, and counterpunch again, and then find a way to get it done. We talked to Brent Key, by the way. For those of you who missed it, it's online at odyssey.com. Mike, Brent Key was talking to us about what he did after the game. But what a hell of a win for Georgia Tech. Go listen to that interview.
Yeah, man. And again, for them to snap that 9-game losing streak and to have the clutch and the ability to get that kick under those circumstances, about as clutch as Gunnar Stockton hitting a fourth down dime. That was just unbelievable under the circumstances to continue the game. Then, of course, they make the 2-point conversion to tie it up, which is
that was a good play. Call,
in and of
by
itself,
the way.
Was great. By the way, I said to Carl earlier, I got no beefs about Bobo for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, wide receiver stepped up. Guys caught the ball. Here's Kirby talking about Gunner. Then we're going to take your Falcon phone calls. Here's Kirby Smart.
I thought he grew up tonight. He grew up a lot. Like, he stood in there, and the fourth down throw he made was really good, and protection was better. I still want him to trust the pocket to stay in there, but, you know, that's who he is. I think we're going to evolve with him where we can scramble and make some really big-time plays. He'll keep his eyes downfield when he scrambles.
You know, Tennessee scored. You were like, oh, great. And Georgia came right back down the field and punched it in, and Gunner runs in for that first touchdown. You're like, okay, all right, now let's get a stop. And then Tennessee scores again. You're like, oh, great. And yeah. Before you looked up, it was 21-7, and you're like, where's this going? He played great. I have a lot more confidence, Mike, that he can get it done. Guy hit me up. He said, Dukes, I'm not going to say national championship yet, but we're definitely in the college football playoff mix, maybe a top 14.
Certainly. And look, there's room to improve, because you look at the secondary. And as Kirby is a defensive back, you and I talked about this earlier, he'll be working with these guys because, look, Alabama's got one of the best young wide receivers in football. And they're getting better. I mean, it may take a minute to turn that around. I think Georgia's still going to handle their business against the Tide. But, yeah, Tennessee got too many big pass plays. Georgia's secondary's got to tighten that up.
All right, let's talk to Scott in Stockbridge. He wants to talk Falcons. They win last night. Dominant performance by the defense, guys. And there are a lot of reasons to be excited. Scott, welcome in. Hey, man.
Hey, man. I'm glad we got a W today, because it is definitely better to be 1-1 than 0-2. And I'm ecstatic about our defense. I think our special teams turned up a big way. And, of course, got to love the offensive line. Well, the 200 rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing but to be proud of what they did. I feel like we might have a chance to be one of the best interception teams. I mean, if these guys start holding on to a few more of them, we may be one of the best teams in taking away the ball this year. So I'm very happy with what I'm seeing.
Right on, brother. That defense was great. I mean, we talked about complimentary football. A little nervous about A.J. Terrell with that hamstring injury moving forward. As Day-Day pointed out, Bryce Young did throw for over 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. You know, it's not like he's moving around. Like, you know, he's more – I told him, Carl, he's more like a Drew Brees than like a Mike Vick. I mean, he's a guy in the pocket first, but Day-Day thinks he's going to run on us.
I don't think he's going to.
Not with those athletes, Day-Day.
I just think he has
not with Jalen Walker. Not with James Pierce Jr. Not with Bowman out there. We got some dudes, Carl Dukes.
We do. And they're hunting. They're thirsty.
Here, kitty, kitty.
They're thirsty. They're thirsty, y'all. I'm telling you. That last night was like just a taste. This is what it feels like to get. Oh, we're about to go off now.
This is what it feels like when doves cry.
Let's talk to Brando and Conyers. Brando, hey, man.
Hey, man, listen, kind of a side note, you guys should pull the soundbite from Eric Cartman. No, kitty, that's bad, kitty. Anyway, you should use that in the future. But anyway, I'm not going to get too John Furkey on you, but last night I really feel like we got a glimpse into what this defense could be. If they can get the offense clicking and we can get that defense acting like this consistently, yes, the league will get the tape and all of that stuff. But as long as we continue to improve and get everything clicking, man, these next few years really could be Super Bowl or bust.
We're building – thank you, John. We're building a foundation that we haven't had on that side of the ball in a long time. For all the years Matt was here, we were an offensive-oriented team. We just were.
We've never had a great – we've had a good defense, Cross. We said – you and I said it. You can count our elite defensive cores on maybe three fingers in the entire history of the franchise.
Yeah, so that's – I agree with you. And look, that's what's promising about this. And the more promising thing is we might have got this draft completely right.
And maybe the year ago when we talked about that second round, Rook – remember I said – you talked about – you thought it was Pitts last year. I think Rook can be a big part of this in the middle. Rook got a sack, his first sack. Rook is coming after it. Onyemata was solid. I mean, there's so many pieces. Brandon Dorlus from last year's draft class. That's where – I mean – for all the attention that goes to those first-round picks on offense, they may have done kind of what maybe the Rams did couple of years.
That's right.
Now, and for guys who want to sit there, like, if you want to sit there and crap, and we're not going to apologize for beating a Vikings team where McCarthy looked like crap. We made him look like crap. We knocked him out of the game. He's apparently gone for at least 3 or 4 weeks, they're saying now.
Yeah. He wasn't good. I mean, and part of that is we broke his spirit. We just did. Let's talk to Curtis on the road. Curtis, hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm excited. I'm really, really happy about what the Falcons showed last night. I'm a teacher, and so I have glows and I have grows. One grow, we got to get better, you know, in the red zone. We need to score some touchdowns. So that's the grow. But there were so many glows. One is the decision by Raheem to just go ahead and replace Koo. I'm from Georgia Southern, you know, Georgia Southern, big time. Hell Southern, we won too. I'm glad they didn't drag that out. They just went ahead and made the decision. Boom. And it's, you know, like last year, I'm glad they did that. The offense, MP9, that's the truth.
Right on.
He's the truth. He's a leader.
Right.
And that arm, that ball, it zips out. I'm excited. The line did well. The main thing that I really want to say, our defense, I played defense and coach defense. I get excited about defense. I love touchdowns and all that stuff, but our defense, man, we finally get to talk about our defense. Yes. Come on.
That's it.
Right on.
No. We're excited just as you are. We've been excited all day. I was excited last night because it gets me excited to know that when your offense is not playing its best, this defense can travel.
Right.
That you can stop the run. You can shut down the best receiver in the NFL and Justin Jefferson, right? And not only that, Mike, you're getting turnovers and sacks in the process. This isn't going to be this way all the time, but the foundation is there. And that's why you look at this and you go, man, we could really do something.
Well, I mean, we talked about how scary these first five games are. Buffalo is still a daunting game, a Monday night, but we're coming off a bye. Drake London was not 100%. I don't know if he'll be 100% for Carolina. I'm not sure Mooney was 100%. I think Pitts can – I said it last week. I'll say it again. Zach, you've got to get Pitts more involved. He's open. He's doing the work.
He's active, Mike.
He's totally active. So use him, man. Use him as that playmaker in the red zone. Two touchdowns he could have gotten you these first 2 weeks.
404-726-0929. Appreciate you guys hitting us up. It's always good to talk to you. And look, I'm glad we're all on the same page. To have a beef or two, there's nothing wrong with that. We'll take the win. Look, you play to win the game.
Right.
We said this. At the end of the day, I don't care what the score is. It could have been 6-3 at the end of the night. But this was a dominant performance that I think some people are overlooking what we did to them. We didn't allow them to do jack. They didn't even get 200 total yards in the game, guys, let alone 6 points. So from that standpoint, it was a dominant performance. But, Mike, also, just from an offensive standpoint, like some games, guys, offense is going to be better than others. Some games the defense will be better than others, but you have to find a way to maneuver and win, and that's what we did last
night. We went up to Minnesota with two banged-up wide receivers, a third-string tackle. They also made a real commitment to run the football. We knew Flores was going to throw some crazy looks. We talked about it a lot today. There were times I think they were run blitzes. We're just running past those guys. They're going this way. We're going that way. Bijan and Tyler, the usage rate was great. As we said, Zach, if you could just less pistol – give me some play action. Work in play. When you got the run game the way that's going, Carl, play action is a no-brainer for me and a lot of Falcon fans. Come on, Zach.
All right, man. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. That's Bijan for me. B had 22 carries, 143 yards last night. He averaged 6.5 yards a carry. Every time you handed it off to him, he's getting you 7 yards. That's why we gouge them in the run game. And when you do that, it takes a lot of pressure to not have to throw the ball and trust your quarterback to throw the ball down the field. But I'm with you. Like, the thing from last night, and I said this last week, and I got a lot of crap from it when I said our guy's better than their guy. Our guy's more talented. He's got better arm talent. And you look at last night and you see McCarthy and you go, all right, what is he going to be? Now, Mike said it. He's going to be out with some ankle or whatever. Fine. That's a them problem. We'll worry about that down the road. But as you look at McCarthy and you say, all right, what is he? You already have a sense of what Michael Penix is. 4 or 5 games in, right, to his career. You already have a sense. What our caller said about, man, that number 9, boy, that's how most people feel.
Right. Now, again, unfortunately, you know, for national TV audience, we didn't really get to see Penix cook like we wanted him to. But it was a showcase for Bijan, the love fest for Bijan, because he was doing amazing Barry Sanders-like stuff last night. But the Penix throw, to the caller's point, he zips that ball into Drake that we're going to be 1st and 10, I think about probably the 20. And then, unfortunately, they punch the ball out on that Drake, because I don't think Drake's 100%. But you know, that was a perfect throw. And then, unfortunately, Drake fumbles it. That's another one of those, you know, empty possessions where we should have scored at least a field goal. But again, we also found ourselves a kicker, too, on top of everything else.
No, it's great. Parker Romo, J.J. McCarthy, 37.5 passer rating last night. Look, what Michael Penix didn't do is wet the bed on national TV. Even with all the stuff that he was limited to doing.
With a limited wide receiver, Corey,
right,
if we're honest.
All right, man. We're going to talk some more college football. More of your calls as well. 404-726-0929. Where are you at right now with this Falcon team? They're 1-1. Carolina's up next. It's Dukes and Bell.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
On Fox One, now you can stream your favorite live sports so you can be there live for the biggest moments.
Touchdown!
And catch history in the making.
Gibby, make
Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost.
With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
It's all about our Falcons and the performance they had last night in Minnesota. Yeah, take that horn and do something with it, will you?
Yeah,
we didn't hear it all night, Mike. We didn't hear it.
Yeah, man, shut down a lot of folks. That was a great atmosphere. And I will say this about Minnesota. Love to see our stadium look like that when the game starts.
Ooh.
Everybody in their seat, bringing the heat.
It's fun. Fun place to go visit. But the fans are nice. We said that. And for Falcon fans that went up there, you know, I was getting, hey, man, it's cool up here. Yeah, the fans are nice there. All right, it's not Philly.
Right.
Hey, want to remind you, we're going to get some more phone calls here. Patrick and Becca wants to join in, Allison as well, about the Falcons. But I want to remind you, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on so much, guys. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. So visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Before we grab these phone calls, because we appreciate you guys joining in, great calls today. I think everybody's on the same page. Lots of reasons to get excited. The question about Parker Romo, and a guy said, why are we holding on to Q? Guys, I said to Mike, this could have been just a mental break, right, where you go, hey, we're just going to do this. And because they kept him on the roster. Basically, he didn't make the trip, which is the right decision. But, Mike, I don't know if they know where they want this to go, because if you wanted to cut him, you could have did that last week.
Right. So where do you think it goes?
Don't know. I'm not sure if they just, you know, maybe keep him around. I'm not sure, but Parker Romo should be our kicker going into Sunday.
I just think, you know, we have a lot of folks that get sentimental, but like I said, he did the job until he didn't. It's a result-driven business like anything else. I don't know why you'd have that space taken up by a guy that can't do it. Parker Romo did make a little nervous on that first one, and then he was really dialed in. So we'll see. But the other question is the Bengals the there's already articles being written now. Any writer can put this out there because 2-2, you know, it makes, you know, doesn't make 4 necessarily, but because the Bengals may need a quarterback. You talked about their experience with Browning last year, but he's still not Joe Burrow. Well, neither is Kirk Cousins, but is Kirk Cousins better than Browning? Would the Bengals come calling? Would you be interested, Carl, in still eating the contract if we could finesse a good draft pick, a good quality day 2 pick? Out of any, it doesn't have to be the Bengals, any team for Kirk Cousins.
Look, I think the Cousins thing only happens, guys, if a team gets into this situation like Burrow and they don't trust their backup. Like, it's still an investment, but I'm like, I don't know. I mean, like, I keep thinking that we're going to have him on our team until the end of the year. That's kind of where I'm at right now. And by the way, our backup situation is really good. Don't want that. I want Penix out there. This is where I'm at. But nobody in the league has a quarterback room sort of like we do. The Browning thing, the only reason I think they're staying the course is because in 23 when they did this, he played pretty well, completed 70% of his passes, kept him afloat. Here's the thing, if you're Cincinnati, Mike, can we be 500 when Joe Burrow gets back? If we are 500, we're probably in the mix for a playoff run.
But you just sit there and you go, I mean, from going to the Super Bowl and coming up short against the Rams, and now it's another season that we saw those Bengals fans beating the crap out of each other. They're so frustrated because here's another year where Burrow's going to miss at least 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, it's tough.
Hey, by the way, just one sidebar. I don't know how much you watched. It was a late game yesterday, the national game with the Eagles and the Chiefs. I've always been of the opinion with a tush push, if you can't stop it, that's on you. But the refs have got to call it accurately. Everybody's finally noticing with a vertical camera.
Offsides.
Everybody's offsides.
Offsides.
So where's this been for 3 years? Well, then call it. I mean, I know use the eye in the sky and bring it back and call it offsides.
Yeah.
That'll stop the Eagles from running it.
It's gone next year.
I think this is going to be it. Yeah.
When we get to the offseason and they have the competition committee meetings and they have the next vote, it's gone. But yesterday they ran it like 5 times, Mike, in the fourth quarter. It was a rock fight.
Well, how about Kelce doing the old deflection on the interception too, by the way?
Yeah, it was big.
I mean, I don't know. Everyone's already basically proclaiming the Chiefs dead in the water. They're going to have to do some soul searching. That's for darn sure.
First time they've been, 0-2? Since
you
like
got to go 14? Back to 14, right.
Yeah. No Patrick Mahomes, by the way. He's a freshman in college. Patrick, you are on in Alpharetta. Hey, man, what's going on, Patrick?
Hey, man.
Is Patrick there?
Hey, man.
What's going on?
You know, man, last year our offense was good or our defense was just not, or we just couldn't seem to put it together. I'm excited to see this team put it together. And let me tell you something, brother. In 1998, a friend of mine told me to let it go because we beat the Vikings to go to the Super Bowl. But that just wasn't enough for me. Because 34 years ago, man, I was 19 years old. I just got to my unit in the 82nd Airborne. And Kent Herbeck, you dirty dog, you pushed Ron Gann off of first base. Well, guess what? Last night, we beat your ass, baby. We beat your ass. And that right there is payback. It's over. Let's go, Falcons. Rise up.
Right on, brother.
Rise up.
Hey, I mean, but you could argue we did get some payback 6 years after the Ron Gant event when we beat them in the NFC Championship.
That's true.
Denny Green and company. Still, I think they still stay on the stand line. Him and Billick all stunned at what just happened.
Some losses just stay with you longer than others.
That's for darn sure.
Becca in Midtown. Becca, thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Hey, lady.
Hi. I just want to go off that last caller. Yesterday was pure nirvana watching us win and just seeing all of our newbies just get all of those, you know, first career, you know, interceptions, sacks, things like that. But I just wanted y'all to go back and touch more on Romo and Koo because I cannot explain to y'all the infuriation last weekend when Georgia Tech's kicker, Aiden Burr, kicked that 55-yard winning field goal to win it. And the next day, Koo couldn't hit a 44-yard field goal for us to hit it. And for him to miss 9 field goals last season, making over, you know, $4 or $5 million a year, it infuriates me. So for Romo to come out yesterday and just bang all of those out, if we keep Koo, I mean, why would we do that?
Yeah, unless you just don't trust Parker Romo. You know, I don't know. I mean, he looked okay to me. He's certainly got, you know, a resume. He has kicked in the NFL before. 5.5, by the way, is a cap hit on Koo.
Yeah. It's a really good question. Look, there's always, in the NFL, and this is the reality, you still need insurance.
Right.
All right. And so, as well as Parker kicked yesterday, and I hope he kicks this way the rest of the season, the difference, what you saw, Rebecca, is confidence. That's all this is. That's what you saw. There's nothing wrong. Koo can do this, but he lost confidence through last season, right? We saw this, and I said the word I used was wobbles. We saw this, and everybody was kind of paying attention, and you weren't. It wasn't a big deal, and now it is. And now you go, all right, do we hold on to him for insurance policy potentially as we move forward? It's a long season, guys. And to say that Koo may be done here, I'm not ready to go there yet because I feel like, Mike, if that was the case again, they would have did this last week.
And for what it's worth, Mark Grimaldi from ESPN.com earlier today at the post-practice press conference, Raheem Morris says about a 90% chance that Romo is our kicker for next week. I mean, why would he be 90%?
Should be 100.
Should be 100, and let's roll. I mean, again, we debated why the front office kind of dropped the ball as far as real competition. Luckily, we lucked out. By the way, Panero missed his first extra point attempt for the 49ers.
He sure did. Hey, Allison, thank you for being patient. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What do you think about these Falcons?
Hey, good afternoon.
How's
everything going? I'm doing well, and my blood pressure didn't go. I didn't bust a blood pressure cuff. I didn't need a defibrillator on my chest last night to watch the game. So I'm happy about all of that. There were still some things we need to clean up, like, you know, we need our wide receivers, tight ends, to hold blocks a little bit better and a little bit longer so our running backs can really cut loose. But there were a couple of runs made by Bijan and Tyler, who I deem the bowling ball with legs, who really and truly had blocks held up. They could have scored touchdowns.
They got to. Yeah, you can't be red zone, dead zone. I agree with you. They've got to maximize it. I think one thing for certain, our receivers were not healthy. I think that's part of it. I think Drake, a healthy Drake, lets that, although that was a perfect punch out. It is what it is. But you can't have empty calories, man. We can't be settling for field goals. Against better competition down the stretch, we need the scores. And hopefully that comes when you got a healthy Drake and a healthy Mooney. But you feel Leon Pitts, though? I just think, Zach, you've got to realize what you got with Pitts. We can, whatever was the past, we can debate it and argue it. Who cares? Pitts is doing work right now and getting open.
Yeah, I keep using the word active, Mike, because that's what it feels like. He's running routes. When he catches the ball, he's trying to get positive yards with a passion. Like, I'm going through guys. I'm trying to stiff arm guys. I do agree. Like, he does look different. But I got to say this. We saw this with him at camp. We were telling you guys the energy was different. Didn't know how much his usage would happen. And we're talking about, you know, targets and catches. But his energy was different. And now I think you're seeing that. I don't disagree with you, man, and especially with our other guys being banged up. Let teams have to look at Pitts and say, okay, what's going on here? Why do we have to deal with that? And meanwhile, our other guys hopefully get better. I said it last week, Mike. I thought he should have caught 10 balls. He caught 7 last week. He should have caught 10 more this week because that's the way I felt about it.
And we talked about the usage rate for the tight end in the Rams offense that Zach was last part of, and that was Tyler Higbee. Pitts is a special guy. When he's healthy, when his head is engaged, when he's doing the work, all of that, check, check, check. He can be a real go-to guy as we're getting our wide receivers back to speed.
Yeah. Great stuff. Allison, appreciate you. By the way, tonight, want to remind you, we got a doubleheader. It is Monday Night Football. Tampa Bay at Houston. All right, that's the early game.
That's just, and then it's Chargers and Vegas.
Vegas, right? And it's going to be joined in progress here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game right after the first game. Tell me what you think about this. Tampa obviously coming off the win against us. We know them pretty well. Houston has a really good defense. That was a great game, I think, last week where they went out there and played the Rams. But they're at Houston tonight, and then again, Vegas at home against the Chargers. I like the Chargers, Mike. I didn't even look at the spread. I think it's 3, 3.5. I just think the Chargers are a team that's going to be a team to be reckoned with this season.
Well, again, last year, I think one of the big storylines was C.J. Stroud comes back to earth.
Yep.
And where is he at right now? Texans 0-1. Bucks, by the way, some value here. Houston's a 2.5-point favorite.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, you get 3 for home field. I mean, we didn't pick
these
games.
Bucks? You buy the Bucks?
I would buy the money line on the Bucks, but that's me. And then with the Chargers and Vegas. Vegas has Geno Smith. Chargers going to get Brock Bowers involved. The run game, remember, I'm just not sold necessarily on the Vegas Raiders doing anything special. I think the Chargers have a chance. This is the kind of game they usually lose. You know, they win that monster game against the Chiefs. This, don't give it back, right?
No,
don't give it back if you're Jim Harbaugh and company.
They got the defense to make Vegas struggle. And you saw what they were able to do with Patrick Mahomes. I know they don't have their star wide receivers, but Vegas doesn't have anybody right now on the outside that scares anybody either outside of Brock Bowers. And hasn't Brock been injured? I mean, that's been part of the problem too. So we're going to see. But we got both games for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So don't go anywhere. 6 o'clock, it's Coach Raw. Dave Archer, the coach's show, and the player segment is going to be Brandon Dorless, who had a great game. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We got to get out of the way, though, and clear our throat! Hey, thanks to Coach Brent Key for stopping by. He said that he went home, Mike, and helped helped continue to build his daughter's, like, playhouse. And then, you know, called some recruits. He made it so nonchalant after a big win like that. But that's the kind of guy he is. But I also think you saw the calm of his team. Go listen to the interview, guys. It's online, odyssey.com. Great stuff from Brent Key. And congratulations to Georgia Tech. That was a huge win. Georgia as well. We're going to dive even deeper tomorrow as Connor Riley stops by and talks about the Dogs.
And one last nugget from the Hawks. They traded Kobe Bufkin to the Nets for cash. Number 15 pick in the 23 draft. We thought he'd be the steady backup. We had talked about bringing guys in like Chris Paul or a better, you know, backup when you know, Trey's not on the floor, but that's not the case. Financial flexibility, apparently, is the motive for the Hawks.
Well, we got options. Look, when J.J. comes back, Jalen Johnson, and he's going to be back healthy, Mike, when Trey's out of game, you run the offense through him. He's 6'10",
right,
and he handles like a guard. We forget how good he is. I don't think this is a big issue. I think, like, Trey's out of the game. You got Veet. You got all these other guys. You got guys that can handle it. It's not going to be a big deal. Kobe Bufkin, good luck. Hey, Big O, great job as usual behind the glass. And my man, Day-Day, executive producing. All right, Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Everybody in Atlanta ecstatic about the win. NBC executives, probably not. Not a great game. 9-6 at halftime. Can't sure what the ratings were. But I will say this, when the offense can match the kind of firepower the defense threw out, then that's a hell of a team. That's a team which people are going to be taking notice of. I really wanted to see Michael Penix Jr. showcase last night, but as we said, I think some of the injuries, and I think, Zach, if there's one beef, I'm still not sold on Zach Robinson as a play caller. So hopefully get some more imagination and get out of that pistol and let's start doing some play action. Because when you're running the football like that, Carl, play action is going to make everything easier for Penix and his receivers.
It was a great college football weekend, so much so. All of our teams won.
Woo-hoo!
Falcons, UGA, Georgia Tech, Georgia State, Georgia Southern, Kennesaw State. It is rare where a weekend comes along and everybody is winning. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're still trying to get into Neyland Stadium.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
On Fox One, you can string Fox's biggest moments live.
Get out!
Bigger.
I can feel the sweat and I can smell it a little.
Bigger.
That was genius.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Fox One. We live for live. Streaming now.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.